Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cuy Rivera Podcast Show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition. I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, thank everybody for their wonderful service. I got a lot of downloads, and I just like to thank my promoters. Y'all do a great job, you know. Wonderful, wonderful job, you know. So thank you so much. And got a lot to talk about because I got a new co-host. No, he's from another world. His name is Shaka Kong. Shaka Kong. Now, say hi, Shaka Kong. Come to the mic. Come on. Come on.
Hello, everybody. Hello. I just got here to Earth. My name is Shaka Kong, and I will be starting Monday, and I will be co-host the show with my boy Koi. Thank you. Hey, hey, hey. We got a lot to do.
I didn't say all of that. So, my new co-host, you heard him. And I already put the audition out there on last podcast about either next year or the year after. Soon I move. I'm going to ask some of the Baltimore locals to come and be my co-host. Permanent. And we're going to put a lot into this show. I don't care. 18 to 99. No, I want to go interview one, though. Okay? And then as time goes on, if the show continues doing good and the co-hosts make the show more bigger, which he or should might be, you know, who knows where the show might go. Might get a bit too big and might go beyond. Who knows? Just ask God to bless me. And the music that I was playing that you heard before I started, it was gospel music. So I'm going to play another gospel music because I got some pork chops that I'm going to be frying and everything. And it's just like this joker that I keep seeing on my Android Galaxy phone. He keep putting up these posts and all, talking about it's a poll going on. And most Star Trek fans is glad that Discovery is gone. Not all the Star Trek fans I talked to ain't glad. I saw some really nice comments on YouTube. When one of the guy on the YouTuber, he wore the disco, and some of his comments of his fans made some really nice comments, you know. But this guy, he got a website, and his name is, the website name is Great Robot. And tell that he probably got a robot head. he claims he did a poll, and it's 37% Star Trek fans is glad that Discovery is gone. You know what I think? 37% of those Star Trek fans, you got me? Great robot, do you hear me? 37 of those fake, no good, undedicated Star Trek fans, that's what you got. That's your poll. Don't believe in your poll. I try to sign up for your stupid website, but you got all the, gotta send a code to your phone and all that mess. Great robot, do you hear me? Robert, whoever you are, Robert L., whoever wrote the stupid paragraph. No, you got it wrong. Thousands and millions of Star Trek fans don't want to see it to go. But like the guy said, it's not only that, but it's money problem. And Star Trek will be the next big budget Star Trek. No, because you got two big budgets. Next, Strange New Worlds and Discovery. And Strange New Worlds is just starting into a second season. So it won't be, wouldn't been right to pick Strange New Worlds only for two seasons. That wouldn't be right to the cast or crew. No. That's, I ain't thinking about the Star Trek fan. This won't be right to the cast and crew. They just started. No. And trying to tell the story of Captain Christopher Pike. You know. Anyway, there's more Star Trek fans. It's sad because Discovery is gone. But that's not the point. People weren't watching it. Because people was watching it. 37%. It's a low. It was like 97% people watching it and love it. So 97% to 100% people of Star Trek fans are disappointed because Discovery is gone. 100%. I'm putting that out. 100% of Star Trek fans is disappointed because Discovery is leaving. But it's a big budget production. The cast, the crew, and all the special effects that they got spent. And Paramount is trying to make a budget, get it, cut things down. And of course, Star Trek will be one of the things that they're cutting down. It's very expensive. Just look at all the beautiful special effects that they did. Great job and all. You know? But don't go to that Great Robot website and read that article. Because that article is false. Fake news. False. A lot of Star Trek fans is very disappointed with Discovery gone. It's the flagship of Star Trek now. It brought back Star Trek. Captain Michael Burton is never, is the second best captain. No? So, I'm tired of seeing those fake articles. You know? Stop it, Great Robot. Whatever you are, whoever you are, writing new articles. It's not true. Just because you don't like it, or your friends don't like it, or your fake 37% friends don't like it. My point is, don't watch it. It is what it is. She's Spock's sister. She's a great captain. And her great crew. And her beautiful ship. Captain Michael Burton got a bad ass ship. The woman looked good and you just mad. Stop with those stupid articles. We know why it's probably leaving the air after five seasons. Five great seasons because of the budget. One is the budget. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Because after they air it in 2024, I'm moving over to Amazon so I can watch Fallout. And I will just have to, I hope that Strange New Worlds run for 7 years. I wish that. And wish them the best. It's a great show. Great captain. Great captain. He's up there on my list. But he's not better than Michael Burton or Sisko. And I don't care anybody don't like it. Sisko and Michael Burton, Captain Michael Burton, is the best. Followed by Picard and Janeway and Arch. Captain Arch. So, you know, and I think a lot of people will agree with me too. They probably want to do it in that order. You know, and their list, who the great captains. But that's my list. I don't know about the rest of the fans, but that's my list. You know? So, need to stop writing these articles about Discovery. Discovery is Star Trek. Discovery is Star Trek. It's in the Star Trek community. It's in the Star Trek timeline. And everything. So get over it. Just get over it. So fans, let me stop with these crazy people, you know. And I'm going to give you some more gospel music and try to pray for these people, you know. They need prayer for. And maybe the gospel music will give them some respect for these hardworking actors and behind the scene crews who did a wonderful job on that show. Once again, guys, I'm sad to see your show go. But y'all did a great job. 5 years. You're part of the Star Trek community. And you canon. 100% canon. You moved in 900 and some years into the future. And you opened all doors. Now, writers can just work with that all the way up to the time y'all arrived. They can pick starships, space stations, and all kind of stories between Discovery stories and the time y'all arrived to the 31st century until Picard time and Sisko time. From Sisko and Picard time to Captain Michael Burton time. See all that space, all that blank space? The writers can have a field day between then and there. They can have a field day. And you still got time with Kirk, Spock, between the movies and all, and between time spent on Christopher Pike time and Captain Kirk time, and then at the end, between the movies time they went to the movies and all, and the movies time, between that time, and on down to the Next Generation time. Who knows? We might see another Next Generation crew. And go on down to Deep Space Nine and Voyager. It's not going to stop there. You know? Hopefully, Alan Brooks might give us a surprise. And Picard Season 3. He might come back. But I'm going to watch Star Wars. Boba Fett. I'm going to watch that show right now. If I can. I don't think I paid for the subscription this month. But I'm going to watch it and see. And I'm going to watch Picard the fourth episode. I was watching it at work, so I'm going to start watching it when I'm home. Between tapes. As I record and everything. So, it's a lot of Star Trek coming. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of African Americans and Caucasian Star Trek. And as the time goes on, might see Christopher Pike's son or daughter, and the rest of the crew on that bridge might see their grandchildren, and it might go right on down. You know, I hope it do that. But good luck, cast of Strange New Worlds. I love y'all. Don't hate y'all. I love you. But my favorite Star Trek show is going off. And I'll catch y'all maybe in the third season or fourth season. Okay? I'm sure that y'all going to probably last for 7 seasons. I'm sure. Okay? I don't want to tell you why. My opinion why. But you're a great show. You're a great show. I watched the first season. Great. And don't hate you. I'm just leaving. For a while. I'm just upset. Because my show. My favorite Star Trek show. Is going off the air. So I'm taking a break. I'm just taking a break. But I'm not leaving Star Trek. So here's some gospel music. And good luck. Cast and crew. Of Discovery. Not Discovery. Strange New Worlds. And thank you again. For 5 years. Cast and crew of Discovery. Thank you, Sonika Mountain Green and beyond, and all your cast, co-stars and all. Thank you. I'm gonna miss y'all. Love y'all. Love you.
Love on the Road. Boy. Okay, we didn't want to have that one. But anyway, I was trying to find this in my music bank. So, how many of y'all Star Trek fans? This is mostly two. How many of y'all like Picard season 3? I can raise my hand. I think it's doing well. I really do. I hate to see it leave too, you know. I really hate to see season 3 go to, Picard go to. I mean, it should have lasted at least for 4 or 5 seasons as well, but it was never, they said it was never supposed to last only for 3 seasons. And, okay. It was just getting good at the best. And, oh well, you know, we pretty much know all the characters, especially Picard and everything. And it was just about his life, you know, half a Starfleet. Give us an update after the 4th movie, you know, what happened to him, you know. And I think all 3 seasons was good, you know. As time went along, I just think some fans just had a problem with it, you know. But it was good. I don't think it was bad. I think it was great. I think season 1, they was trying to see what direction they wanted to go. And as season 2 came, they finally decided that, yeah, we want to go this direction. And, you know, and they did. We getting all the cast back, you know. And how many of y'all go over to Disney and watch some of the Disney Star Wars episodes? You know, I do. I really do. I love them. And I just can't wait to see some more of the Mandalorian and everything, you know. Ooh, and you can just gonna have to check out. You're just gonna have to go and check out. Go and check out on Amazon. Pull out. Remember, it's a video game that Amazon is making into an action series. They finished filming. It's in post-production. We supposed to get it at the end, mostly at the middle of this year. And that's one of the reasons why I'm going over to Amazon and watch that. On Amazon Prime, on my Amazon Prime, I still can get Disney Plus, because Amazon carries Disney Plus. It carries Disney Plus, it carries MGM Plus, and much more. So it's got them. I can have it both, Amazon Prime, and I can have Paramount Plus, and I can just go right, and I already submitted to on that, and I pay for Prime and Amazon together. So I will still have Paramount Plus, but you need to go check these out. Go check Fallout out. it's going to be really good, people. If you like Star Wars and Star Trek, I'm pretty sure you're going to like Fallout. And fans, if you're a fan of the game, you're definitely probably going to watch it. I don't know how good it's going to be and all and stuff like that, but I think it's going to be good because the people, the producers who did this did Westworld on HBO, and Westworld is really good. I've seen it. It's on HBO Max, and they did Westworld, so they coming over and do Amazon, and the people who developed the game, they are involved with the game when this production too, this project too. So you got the people who made the game, and you got some great people who did Westworld coming over and help with this. It's going to be good, people. If you watch Westworld and like Westworld, you're probably going to like this. And this is the people who made Westworld, produced Westworld and all. This is their stuff. I don't actually know their names and all. Y'all probably can find their names and everything. And the fans of Westworld on HBO, y'all probably know their names and everything, you know. But it's gonna be good. So here's some more great music. I found the music that I download, and hopefully you enjoy this gospel music. I know it don't have no words or nothing, but enjoy it, okay? Okay, thanks for that great music. Oh boy, I'm putting some Middle East music on here too. Also, I'm putting
some Mexican music on here. So I know I got people all over the world. And fair is fair, you know? I mean, I don't care what kind of music, you know? I give all my fans the music. And on my free royalty site, they got all kinds of music, you know? So, why not? You know? Why not some Mexican music, Arab music, whatever this other stuff is, you know? I'll download it, I'll look for it, and I'll keep playing some more music until, you know, I find something. Let me find something to play. Hopefully you're enjoying this, because I'm enjoying it. This is just some more stuff that I'm doing to put the music in here. Right, Chaka Khan?
Yeah, I love the music too. And it's just so great to see two people appear on the mic. And I'd like to say to my fans as well, you know, and thank you for having me. You know,
you're welcome. You so welcome.
And thank you for rescuing from me. I'm sorry he didn't say nothing when he introduced me. I just want to say we're going to have a good day. We're going to have a great time. And you're going to see me on your YouTube channel, because they're going to animate me and everything. So that's coming real soon. But you're just going to hear the voice of me. Right now, I'm glad to be here on Earth. All you Earth people, thank you for having me. And I will learn to talk more better as time goes along. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was a lot to say. You know? Thank you for that, Chaka Khan. And I just hope y'all enjoy him. He's my new co-host and everything. but yeah, he's a great guy. He's really great. He's over there, get ready to watch the movie and everything. But everyone, summer is coming. As you can see, the stupid days is getting longer. I hate summer. I really do. I hate it. Because it get dark early in the fall and winter. And just make it so beautiful, you know. But now, you gotta pit up with this sunshine and hot heat and everything. I don't know, man. I just don't know. Really. And West Carlton, I think I got it right. West Carlton, they still get snow. And South Dakota and North Dakota, it's still snowing there. Wisconsin and South Dakota and all, it's still snowing there. We didn't get no snow. In California, it's snowing. They getting snow. That's supposed to be the East Coast snow. But they need the snow, they really do. But oh my goodness, man. Come on. Oh, man. But they're getting snow up there, and I'm glad in California they're getting snow. They need the snow in California. And all the crazy wildfires and all that. But, oh my goodness, you know, this, so I don't know how many of y'all like the winter time and the snow time. You know, I just don't like it. I just don't like it, you know. But that's me. And I'm going to be getting script writers and stuff like that to make the show more better. My boy here, he's going to have a script to read. I'm going to have a script to read. And we're going to have script writers to tell what's going on out there in the world, entertainment and stuff like that. Also, you also know True Crime is coming at the fifth season. I'm starting a new podcast called True Crimes, and I'm doing reports of crime all over the world. And later on next year, we're doing the Tales from the Science Fiction book. That's right, called Tales from the Science Fiction book. And it's all short stories of science fiction. And I'm playing the voice of all actors, all characters, and all. And it's going to be good. It's going to be half an hour with both shows. And it's not going to be like the Corey Willock podcast show. It's going to be a half an hour. And you're probably going to get it once a week or every other week. Something like that. Because we got to do a lot of special effects and do post-production and all that stuff. But it's coming. And hopefully y'all enjoy that too. Because I'm really excited about that. I was ready to do it last year. But now the money is coming in. It's looking good. And I'm ready to go. Ready to do it. You know. And keep downloading the show, people. Keep watching. And I still need all the people around the country. I got a lot of people overseas watching the show, listening to the show. And on my rating board, I can tell how many people watching and listening to the show, because it gets light brown, and then as people start downloading, it get dark brown. Okay, so on the ratings, it get the Roto ratings, it get dark brown, and I can tell because I got a map of all the whole world, the countries, and India is really dark brown. So India, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the show and everything. Appreciate it. All the countries overseas, thank you. But where's my countrymen? No? Why y'all ain't downloading the show? I know y'all got it on all your Butchercom platforms. Download the show. You know, just download it. I'm getting news to everyone. Don't like the Star Trek news, then turn it down. You know, but that's mostly I'm into. And that's the most news that I'm going to report. I'm going to report some of y'all crazy rap stars and stuff. I'm going to give reports, strips, and I'm going to find out what they're doing behind the scenes. And how much trouble they be getting into. No. I'm going to do stuff like that. You know. Especially my boys New Edition. I'm going to hear about what they doing. You know. and my boy Eminem, Dr. Dre, 50 Cent. I want to see what they doing. You know? And I can get reports. I can get people to find out, look it up, and then they'll write the scripts for me. They'll send it to me, and I'll report it to you, what they doing. But you got to come to the show to listen. You know, got to come to the show and listen. What more can I do for you? You know, I only can ask you. Here's some more great music. Yeah, that make you feel really good, you know. Wow, here's some more great. I'm going to keep giving it to you. So, I'll be right back. Listen to this. It's another great gospel song. Hopefully, it got some words for you. Alright? So, stay tuned.
Snowy.
Great song. Wow. That's really pretty. That's amazing. You know, we were born, that's right, in grace. And I just, wow. These are some of the things that I'm going to continue doing, people, and trying to make the show more better. And also, I can talk in the background while the song goes, plays, and all. And, right?
Yeah. We can talk. We can talk in the background. We can give our reports. And we can do a lot of other things as the song plays in the background. So I'm here just to get the show a boost, more boost, and to tell you about my world, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan. It's a beautiful world that I came from. I'm just a little small guy, and my ship crashed right outside, but I'm glad to be here, and I'm just love the songs. We were born in grace, yeah. And my world believed the same thing y'all believe. Jesus, I'm so glad that I came to earth. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I always say thank you. Thank you. I always say thank you to you. Thank you. Stop saying thank you to me, because I say that. I'm saying thank you. No, stop. Stop. See, we all be having a problem. Hey, you bad? I'm having a problem. I have a problem. I just say thanks. You say thanks. I'm going on by my business on the other computer. And I'm just going over. See how he is to me now? See? I'm just starting. You're not even on the mic yet. You start Monday. But I just want to introduce myself. You already did.
You already did introduce yourself.
But I just wanted to introduce myself and tell you what I'm about.
What you're about?
Ha ha!
Oh boy, this is going to be great. That's my little co-host. And I hope y'all like him, you know. He's here to stay. He's trying to make the show more better, you know. Just remember, this is a performance entertainment show too. So, just, you know, just grateful, you know. glad to have him. So let's find you some more grateful music. Let's see if we can play Death of Light. I don't know if I can find it in my inventory. So the war is still going on in Ukraine, and people still dying and everything, and summer is falling here in Baltimore, while the rest of the world, some of the other parts of the country, like Wisconsin and Southeast Dakota and all, getting beautiful snow, getting that last drop of winter beautiful snow. And I would just wish I was out there. Oh God, I just wish I was out there. Why can't I be out there? Oh man. I'm trying to find another song, but I like that song really good. I really like that song. I'm going to play it again. Hey, it's a lot to talk about, and I just gotta find some stuff to talk about. That's why I keep saying, hey, all that, okay? But you know me. You know that I get down sometimes on Donald Trump and the Republicans and stuff like that. So, it's just hard to try to not to talk about the same thing and try to bore y'all. And I'm trying to get some news material and stuff like that, okay? So, work with me, people. Work with me, Baltimore. Work with me, country. Work with me, world. Alright? Be patient. Be patient. Hear the song again, Born in Grace. God bless you. Beautiful song, beautiful song. And I'd like to play it again, but now I want to warn y'all people. And I know how y'all are. You know, some of y'all will go away. I don't want to run the fans away. I want to get more fans, not run y'all away. You know, but I will be behind that song a lot, okay? So get used to it. I will be playing that song. It will be in the background. Okay? It might be the second theme song. You know? And I'm also, I am still looking for another good song to take the place of Go With The Flow. But I haven't found the song yet. These things take time. Take time. But I just hope everybody have a safe summer and be kind to each other, be good to each other, and love each other, okay? And see you on the next episode of Corey Willock Podcast Show. And as always, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you. Good night, people.
This has been a Grief with Lack production!